am worried one bit, Miss Claggett. You can stay here as long as you want.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, Lily Bell. Still and all, if we could have kept on shooting this afternoon instead of sending for them.
Now, Mag, they had the law on their side like
the law. I've got something to say about that.
Oh, Jack, please. It's none of your affair.
It is my affair, Janice. That rat Kent's charging me 2 bits for every head of cattle going through this valley.
It's time decent people joined up and got rid of them cutthroats.
Well, you better start in with this watery-eyed sheriff here and that gun-shy, lady-fingered deputy of his. Come on in, Destry. I saw you standing there.
I wouldn't have said that, Pendle.
Turn your back on me.
Oh, Jack, please.
You heard me, Destry. I ain't paying 1 cent to move my cattle. Now, what do you aim to do?
Well, at present, nothing.
That's what I thought. But I'll do something if I have to take the law in my own hands.
Nobody's going to set themselves up above the law around here, you understand? Listen, I've got something to say to you. I think maybe I could illustrate it better if I told you a story. I used to have a friend.
Oh, another one, Tom?
Yep, another one. He was an opera singer. But he went into the cement business. And one day he fell into the cement. And now instead of singing in the new opera house at St. Louis, he's just part of the cornerstone. He should have stuck to his trade. You better stick to yours.
Tom, where are you going?
Up to my room. Time to get ready for supper.
Tom, how can you talk of eating at a time like this?
Because I'm hungry. Come on.
Well, there's your room.
Shh.
Open.
Listen, there's somebody in there.
Huh?
Step aside here.
Oh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Doubtlessly, you're wondering what I am doing in your room. Well, you may believe this or not, but I am waiting for a stagecoach.
Look, guy. Aren't you Lily Bell's husband?
Sure, Tom. That's just Callahan.
Callahan. I am a Stavrogin of Bardashev.
Everybody calls him Callahan, Tom. Easy to say.
Yeah, well, I don't mind who you are, but what are your legs doing in my pants?
I find this all very awkward.
Oh, he loses his pants regular, Tom. They win him off in him at poker. Then Lily Bell locks him up in his room.
This time I outsmart Lily Bell. I climb through the window, across the roof, and zuff, I find some pants.
Yeah, but they're my pants, so come on, off with them now.
You mean now?
Now, yeah.
Well, the whole world is against me.
Now, wait a minute now. I might be able to make a deal with you. How well do you know this country around here?
Like a field mouse. There isn't a twig, a tree, a bush.
Well, that's all right. That's good enough. All right, the pants are yours if you do a little job for me.
Agreed. What can I lose? Only a job. Command me.
I want you to find something.
Ah, I am a weasel, a hook. I have the memory of an elephant, the strength.
Thunderation, he's not asking for a zoo.
Only a bloodhound who can keep his mouth shut.
I shall be a bloodhound, sniffing and silent. What's missing?
The body of Sheriff Watson.
Pardon me while I give you back your pants.
Tom, what do you want to find Watson's body for?
Because you can't prove a murder without a corpse. And I sort of think Callahan would make a pretty good second deputy.
A deputy? Deputy Stavrogin! Order me where you will, to Siberia.
Come on, then. We're going down to Kent's saloon.
It's me, Frenchie. Open up.
Make it snappy, Johnny. I got a song coming up.
I know that. Look. Did you have any callers at your house today?
Men, women, or children?
You start acting smart with me, and I'll start slapping you around. Did you or didn't you?
Who, for instance?
Destry, for instance.
Why not?
That's better. What was the conversation?
All of it.
All of it.
Well, let me see. I said, hello. No, he said, hello. And I said...
I don't feel like kidding, Frenchie. What did he come for?
He says he's a gentleman. He came to apologize.
And that's all?
All he had time for. He was in a hurry to go, just like you are now.
Okay. But if I ever catch you stacking them on me, I'll personally put out the lights so I don't know you from anyone else in the game.
Get my dress, Clara. My, he just ain't got no personality at all, is
he? All right, now, Callahan, stay outside here, right outside the saloon, and follow any of Kent's gang to come out.
I wish you'd tell me what you're up to, Tom.
Well, we can't find the missing party, can we? Well, the next best thing, have them find it for us.
Please, let's go home.
You do as you're told. Now, wait a minute. Who's that?
There on the porch of the saloon.
No, it's Frenchie, pacing up and down on the porch. Well, here goes.
Get over here, Callahan. We'll wait for Shadow.
Got a match, Deputy?
Oh, hello. Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Well, you've been arguing with somebody again, huh?
How'd you know?
Well, I read a book once that said that the women always look their best in the peace and quiet that follows a storm.
Very good. But it would have been a lot nicer if you'd thought of that yourself.
Well, as a matter of fact, it did.
You won't take my advice, will you?
You mean leave town? No.
Here, I got something for you.
What's it? What, a rabbit's foot, huh?
Yeah, take it. And keep away from dark corners. I see inside, maybe, huh? Got to do my number.
Yeah, sure. I'll be right here. See you.
Wait a minute, Destry. I see now why you don't need guns.
You do?
Yeah. Why I can't get my cattle through. And I'm taking them through in spite of you, Kent, or anybody else.
I'd think twice if I were you, Tyndall, before I started trespassing.
You're cutting in on Kent two or three different ways, aren't you?
I'm sorry you made me do that, Tyndall. Mighty sorry.
Evening, son. Sit down. Frenchie sure sings a song, doesn't she?
She sure does. I was kind of hoping I'd find you here, Mayor. I want to talk to you.
Not a private talk, Mr. Destry, or is it?
No. Why don't you join us, Ken?
Thanks, I will.
Well, I'll tell you both what was on my mind. I just don't think we're getting the kind of cooperation around town we should be getting.
No.
No, it seems every time the sheriff or me asks a question, folks just shut up or walk away like they never heard it.
Well, my guess is they just don't cotton to sheriffs around here.
Well, you're probably right, yeah. Sheriff Watson wasn't very popular either, was he?
Meaning what?
Well, nothing special.
Hey, Frenchie, over here.
You like my number, Mr. Destry?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Well, good, then you can buy me a drink, huh?
Sure, fine.
Yeah, that's the idea of the song, you know. Gets me free drinks.
Well, I sort of gathered that.
Yeah. About what's on your mind, Destry, I'm telling you now. Watson left town.
Well, that's what I say. But we thought he might have left something behind, like a body, maybe.
Oh, I see. I see. You couldn't prove a case without one, could you?
That's right. And suppose we knew where there was one.
Oh, this is a lively conversation when a lady wants a drink. Come on, Deputy. Let's go to the bar.
Wait a minute. I haven't settled with Destry yet for that very good favor he did me out at Claggett's Ranch. I called for some champagne. The best.
Well, in that case, you better stay right here, huh, Frenchie?
Jip, come here.
Yeah, Johnny?
Tell Eddie to ice up some champagne and send it over to the table.
Sure, boss.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Then ride out to the place and see if it's gone.
Huh? What's gone? Oh, you mean...
Yeah.
Well, if it is, then Destry's done it. If he did, can I personally slap him in the mouth with my pistol?
Hit Destry?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to hit a dead man, would you, Jip?
Huh? Oh, I see what you mean.
Now get going.
You know, Mayor, that fellow Johnny Kent reminds me of a friend of mine in Kansas City. Drinks nothing but wine. Every time he comes to town...
I had a friend in New Orleans like that, only he was crazy about clams. Every time he'd come to town, he'd rush to the nearest restaurant and order 100 clams. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Oh, that's all right. I don't think there's much point to my story. What about the clams?
Yeah, this particular time, they didn't have any clams. So they got him oysters, and he just about tore the place down. He was so mad.
What's the point of that?
Well, the point is he found a pearl in one of them that big.
That's cool.
No, it was bad. The oyster, I mean. It killed him.
Now, who got the pearl?
I did.
Well, here it is, Destry. Champagne.
Yeah, I'd better go easy if I want to do any sheriffing tomorrow.
You might take the day off, huh, Mayor? Might have that.
Well, if I'm going to make an evening of it, how about you and me having a dance, Frenchie? All right with you, Kent?
Sure, go right ahead.
You won't listen, will you? Well, I'm not going to warn you again.
No, it's all right. I still got your rabbit foot.
You're going to need it. Say, isn't that our fearless sheriff rushing over?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Tom! Tom! Tom, come here, quick!
Oh, sorry, Frankie.
I'm sorry, too, Tom. I'll wait till you want.
Oh, that's fine, Marsh, fine. I'll get back to the jailhouse with Callahan. I'll handle things here.
Sure, Tom.
Sorry to interrupt, folks, but I got a little official business. You know, Wash and me's been pestering you folks with a lot of questions about the former Sheriff Watson. Hold on. You ain't going to ask any more questions because Wash just found the answer. And one more thing. All relatives and friends of Jip Hiller are hereby notified that he's in the jailhouse charged with murder. That's all.
Hey, wait a minute. My brother didn't have nothing to do with that murder.
Now, don't get excited, Bugsy. Jip ain't hanged yet.
And he's not going to be. You get over there and turn him loose.
Now, I'm afraid I can't do that, Kent. Not till after a trial. Maybe by then he'll explain what he was doing just now when Callahan and the sheriff found him with Watson's body.
Well, now, I'm sure Mr. Kent had no idea you had evidence like that.
Yes, Mayor, I think we got a pretty good case. Darn near airtight, I'd say.
Good work, son, good work. And just to make sure there won't be no miscarriage of justice, as Chief Magistrate of Bottleneck as well as Mayor, I'm going to try this here case myself.
Uh-huh. Oh. I see what you mean.
So do I. Sorry I got so upset.
How about finishing our dance, Deputy?
Well, thanks, Frenchie. I believe I've danced to Kent's tunes long enough. Good night.
In a minute, we'll bring you the third act of Destry Rides Again, starring James Stewart and Joan Blondell.
A good composer is an artist. A good lyricist is an artist. But a good composer and lyricist is a genius. That's Cole Porter. Porter was one of the most successful songwriters of our time, combining skillful and sophisticated verses with languorous tunes and pulsating rhythms. It was not an economic drive which created 25 Broadway shows and many screen scores. It was instead an artistic drive which led to Kiss Me, Kate, based on Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, to Silk Stockings, based on Garbo's old movie, Ninotchka. Cole Porter wrote songs which were standards in their time and which over the years have become song classics. Love for Sale. What is this thing called love? My Heart Belongs to Daddy. True Love. And dozens more. It must indeed have been artistic genius which kept Porter writing during years of pain and surgery for a leg injury. But even a genius cannot last forever. Shortly after he wrote the music for Silk Stockings, his leg was amputated. Cole Porter never wrote again. And a few years later, he died.
Here's our producer, Mr. William Keeley, at the microphone.
Our curtain rises on Act Three of Destry Rides Again, starring Jimmy Stewart as Tom Destry and Joan Blondell as Frenchie. Jip Hiller's in jail, charged with the murder of Sheriff Watson. But with Mayor Slade presiding over the forthcoming trial, justice in Bottleneck still is just a joke. An hour ago, Tom Destry locked up another prisoner, Jack Tyndall. And now Janice has rushed to the jailhouse.
Don't get upset, Janice. I had to put him in jail.
But why? What did he do?
Drove his cattle through Kent's property. That's trespassing.
I see. It's all right for murderers to go free, but trespassing...
Nobody's gone free yet, no.
Oh, Tom, I wish I could understand you.
Now, don't worry. I think we got a chance. Good chance.
A chance for what?
I can't say right now. Now, if you want to see Jack...
Oh, please.
Well, he's down here.
Jack?
Well, I told you I was going to bring our cattle through, and I did. I didn't pay a penny. I ain't going to pay. Nobody's going to make me pay.
Jack, you're the most stubborn, ornery, mule-headed...
Self-opinionated's a good word.
Oh, I give up. Talking to Jack's like talking to a stone wall.
Yeah, Jip Heller won't talk, and your brother won't listen. You know, if he was reasonable and paid Kent the money for moving his cattle, he could turn right around and sue and get it all back.
Sue Kent? With Slade as the judge? Why, you must think I'm really dumb.
All right, forget it. Well, anyway, Janice, thanks for trying to help out. Jack will be here for some time, so...
It's here. I got it.
Callahan.
Look, it came.
The letter?
Yes, here, from Cheyenne.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, let's see now. That's right. Wow. Now, here's something you might like to read, Jack. From a friend of mine. He's a federal judge with a hankering for travel.
Huh?
Now maybe you can see why I wanted you to pay Kent. Slade won't be on the bench. And if you can just keep from getting your fool head shot off until that federal judge gets here, I can get my convictions and you can get your money back.
See what you mean. Okay, I'll pay him. Here, I got a draft. Wells Fargo will cash it.
Now that's your job, Callahan. Then take the money over to Kent, get a receipt.
Yes, Commander. I'm a courier, a bolt of lightning, but silent as the night. Farewell.
You'd better wait for the draft, Mr. Callahan.
Oh, here.
Now, come right back. All right, Tyndall, I'm turning you loose in your sister's custody. Warsh, why don't you go home and get a little sleep for yourself? I'll handle things around here at the jail.
Well, yes, I will, Tom. Just wish Callahan had come back.
Oh, it's going to work out fine, Wash. Jip's going to tell us a whole lot as soon as he finds out Slade isn't going to be judge.
Don't hardly seem possible, Tom. Who's that?
Deputy Stavrogin reporting, Excellency. With the receipt. See? Kent signed it himself.
Good work, Callahan.
Please, not Callahan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anything special going on in the saloon?
Very little. Mayor Slade is swearing in his jury. $200 each for now, $300 more when they set Jip Heller free.
He's wasting Kent's cash. He could sack a jury for a lot less.
That's what I told him. I said, just wait till that federal judge gets here and then you'll...
You what?
I said, just wait till that federal... Oh, I presume you want the pants back with the badge?
No, it doesn't matter, Callahan. It doesn't matter now.
There won't be any trial now, Tom, crooked or no. He'll be down here tearing this jail apart and turning Jip loose.
No, maybe not. Maybe for once we got him scared.
Hey, Tom.
Mr. Dexter.
Oh, it's all right, Ward. It's only Frenchie's maid.
Mr. Dexter, Miss Frenchie says she wants to see you right away. She says it's awful important.
All right, tell her I'll be right over.
Tom, you're walking into an ambush. They'll spot you out on that street.
I hardly think so, Wash. Not yet. Now, you just hold down the fort here.
Well, don't worry none about me. I will.
Glad you decided to come, Tom.
Well, your maid said it was important.
Well, it is.
Trouble?
Nope. No trouble. I'm leaving town tonight and wanted to see you before I left.
Well, pretty sudden, isn't it, Freshie?
Well, I'm like that.
What, something happened or something? A bit of news, maybe?
Don't be so suspicious. I'm just tired of Bottleneck and I'm going back to New Orleans. Listen?
Yeah, I guess I will.
Or will Tyndall's sister get me off your mind?
No, anyway, I'd like to wish you good luck. Good luck on a nice trip.
You didn't answer my question.
I'd better get back to the job here.
Tom, you ever been to New Orleans?
No.
It's a wonderful town.
You'd like it there. How about it?
Well.
So what's that?
Listen, that shooting's coming from the jailhouse.
Tom, no, you can't go out there.
Why not?
Kent knows all about the federal judge. They'll kill you. They're getting gypped. Now stay here, Tom. Stay here.
Oh, so it was all your idea, huh? Yours and Kent's. Get me away from the jailhouse, and I was stupid enough to...
Get him, Tom. Tom. Get him.
No, Wash, they were gone when I got here.
I fell asleep, Tom. Didn't hear him till it was too late.
I don't talk, Wash. Callahan, get the doctor. Is it bad, Wash?
No. But it just makes me so doggone mad. Shot back.
That's the way they shot my paw. I didn't dare face him either.
Didn't give either of them a chance, did they?
No.
But I'll talk it out.
Wash, listen to me. I'm going to that rooming house, and I'm coming back here wearing my father's guns. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Wash? Because... Wash? Wash? Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute, Destry. You can't do this alone.
Now, where's the man that murdered Wash? Where'd they go?
They're in the saloon. Kent's got it barricaded like a fort. Now, these men here, Destry, say the word and we'll all go with you.
All right. All right, hold on now. As long as you're with me, there are two things I want. I want every freight wagon in town and a stick of dynamite. We can get closer to the saloon and wagons, and when we do, the dynamite will open it up. All right, now, come on, let's get down to the corral.
Let me through. Tom, wait. Wait, Kent's got 30 men in there. You won't have a chance.
I thought you said you were leaving town. Come on.
And you women, you women. Those are your men, and you stand there like a lot of sheep while they walk out to slaughter. Why don't you stop them?
Go back where you belong.
Wherever I belong, I don't pretend.
You shut your painted mouth.
I wouldn't wait around for my men to get killed without doing something about it.
I'm warning you, you Jezebel.
Wait a minute. Maybe she's right.
Miss Tyndall.
You talk about doing something. What can we do?
I'll show you what you can do. Get every dame in town and follow me.
All right, you men on your wagon.
Yeah.
All right, you head down the main street. Bring your horses to a gallop. And when I throw the dynamite, cut in toward the saloon. Start shooting. All right, let's go now.
Tom, look. Are you women crazy? Get back there. They're marching down the street between us and the saloon. Get back.
Hold your fire now. Frenchie, hold those women back.
You want to get in there, don't you? Then follow us. Not even Kenneth shoot at a woman.
Frenchie, get those poor women off the street.
We're coming in, Johnny. Keep your men out here, Tom. Then if you've got to shoot it out, at least for once we'll be on the level and face to face.
All right, you better get out of the saloon, Frenchie. We're going to burn it down. Besides, we got them all except Kent.
I saw him run upstairs. He's up there somewhere.
All right, thanks.
Tom, no. There's a dozen places he could be hiding.
Kent's here. I'm getting them myself. I'm coming up, Kent. Your hobby's still collecting deputies' guns. Here's a chance to get a couple.
You're standing in my light, Frenchie.
Johnny.
Sure, I went upstairs, but I come down again.
Tom, look out. Tom, he's down here.
Too bad, Frenchie. Just am I too late, too? Frenchie, come back.
Tom, he's...
Dead, Frenchie.
I had to work out like this. paint still on my face. I never learned how to take it off, Tom.
That's a wonderful face.
Tom, you're in love with that tinted girl. Do you suppose she'd mind if you kissed me?
Oh, no, Frenchie, I don't think she'd mind at all.
Down your ranch again, huh, Eli?
Oh, it's your time. Been settled now for most 2 weeks.
Well, that's good. That's fine.
Things sure are quiet around here now.
Yeah, they're sure. Yeah. Hey, you see that hitching post over there? Did you ever hear the story about Sawtooth McGee?
Oh, everybody's heard that one, Tom.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Well, I sure could make him up, couldn't he?
Sure.
Say, did he ever tell you the one about the guy that went...
Tom, hurry! He's gone mad!
Janice, what's the trouble?
It's Lily Bell's husband, Callahan. Hurry, Tom, hurry. He's in there, Tom, behind that door.
Stop it. Help. Callahan, don't you dare. Callahan, you're crazy.
Who wouldn't be crazy?
Tom, go in.
Stop it.
Oh, I don't really think it's necessary, Janice. I think Callahan's just finding his pants.
What?
After five long years, I finally find out why they called me Callahan. So you had a husband one time, and his name was Callahan. Well, the old regime is over. Has come the revolution. Boris Stavrogin is now the head of his house. Come here, madam. What is your husband's name?
Well,
Speak.
Stavrogin.
See that you don't forget it. Now, how about the kiss, Lily Belsky?
Why, Boris Stavrogin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. It sounded like murder, at least.
Oh, well, that's probably just a Russian way of expressing something. Speaking of marriage, Janice.
Yes, Tom?
I had a friend once down in Texas. He'd been so busy, he never had a chance to propose.
With that well-deserved applause, our thanks to Jimmy Stewart and Joan Blondell, who come to the footlights for their curtain call. And Jimmy, I hardly need say how happy we are to welcome you back to the Radio Theater.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I'm mighty glad you had Joan Blondell on the receiving line.
And we're happy to hear that the welcome mat is out for you, too, Bill.
Well, I'd say you have everything it takes, Bill. You've been actor, director, and producer. I don't know of anyone in Hollywood who's better fitted for the job.
Well, thanks for the kind words, both of you.
Good night.
Night, Bill.
Good night, and come back again soon. This is William Keeley saying good night to you from Hollywood.